So the market can do what they want. The investor, the traders can do what they want about the country, about the. They can fight against the country, they can.
It's too much, Didi, that's too much cause and effect for me. You know, that's again this picture of, you know, the bankster, yeah, who is trying to put a country to the war. That would be so easy, yeah, because you take these guys, yeah, put them in a prison, take a hand grenade, problem solved. It goes far beyond that. Yeah, it's as I said, it's anecdotal, and you know how do you where do you want to put the line where it becomes bad? You know, it's morally okay for quite some time, and then all of a sudden it turns into something else. And where's the border? How do you define it legally? Yeah, how do you do that?
So we saw some things in the U.S., not enough, not too much in Europe. But you are also talking in the movie that nobody can understand the balance sheet of Deutsche Bank. So I
Yes.
imagine BNP extra.
Yes,
Nobody.
it has become too big. Yeah, not a single person. Of course, they have an auditor who does the balance sheet, and the auditing team as a total will understand that. Yeah. But the thing is that's so complicated. Yeah. And you know, it's very difficult if you're a manager and you don't understand the mechanics of that entity that you manage. So to speak, you pull here and you don't know what's going to happen there. How do you manage that? By trial and error. Yeah? And that is nothing that makes me trust into the system.
Everybody needs hope, to have hope, to
Yes,
live. You
yes.
know that, I know that.
Yes.
What kind of hope can you give? Because when you see, when we saw the movie is like, it's cold because you describe all the universe, you are the financial system, but you describe like a cold
Yeah, it's
man.
very apocalyptic.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but there are some things that you know we know, but something we don't know, we don't understand. So how can we have hope about the system? Is it from inside, from outside?
Both. Both. I think that especially, you know, the banks have to think of new ways to do business, yeah, banking 4.0. I have kids, yeah, and I mean, from my point of view, that might sound cynical, but I'm deeply convinced that's the case. The business model of a bank has two pillars, yeah, intransparency and asymmetrical information. My kids hate two things, intransparency and asymmetrical information. So how on earth will ever a bank and my kids do business? Yeah, what I mean is we have to come up with new ideas. Yeah, there will be crowdfunding. There will be, I'm sure that we will have a lot of Bitcoin stuff, yeah, substitute currencies. I'm sure we will have new ways of, you know, private equity funding, yeah, seed financing for startups and so on and so on. And the traditional banking system, I mean, Google has a banking license in Europe, a full banking license, yeah. First they will start transaction services, and the banks will go like, "Hey, let them do it. It's only costing us money." Yeah. And 2 years later, Google will say, "Hey, why do we only do transaction services? We want accounts too." And then the banks go like, "Oh, haven't figured that one out." Yeah. So what I'm saying is there's an evolution and there's an innovation, and I think I hope you were asking for hope. I hope that this process will override the bad and the procrastination in the old system.
When you hear like me, bankers here in France or in Europe say that no more regulation, no, it's too much, we can't finance the mid-cap companies, we can't finance companies. When they say that, not, there is too much regulation for Basel III, just to mention Basel III for a specialist. Is it real? Is it serious?
I don't think so. For my taste, it's too little regulated. I mean, whether we regulate the right things, that's another question. But I think first thing is, yeah, I mean, we have to put a foot into the door and say, we now care. Yeah, I mean, the politicians. So they have to do something. Whether that is always appropriate, you can discuss a lot. But we had to do something. And my point of view, I mean, I'm more with Professor Helwig and Amati about the banker's new clothes. Yeah? My idea about equity for a bank would rather be 20% than 2.5 or 5. Yeah? And we have to have completely different leverage ratios. It's just not acceptable to have a leverage ratio of 30 or 35. It's just not acceptable. And on the other hand, of course, there are regulations. We have basically regulated the liquidity out of the markets because the banks can't make markets anymore because keeping the books is costing so much equity. So whether that was so clever, I don't know. Yeah, but we have to do something. And I think if you want to have the swamp dry, don't ask the frogs.
Mm-hmm. when you see extremists in the France, in some of country in Europe,
yeah.
Do you think that this situation, this crisis, long crisis, and the system is as a part of responsibility of what people think now?
Very, very clearly, yes, yes, and that is also something that concerns me. You know, I'm not concerned about a new financial crisis because it will be like it was or has been always. You know, the wrong people will get rich, the wrong people will get poor, and 2 years later we are back to square one. Yeah, we're starting all over again. But I'm very, very concerned about the social consequences of all these things, the political consequences, and how it reshapes our society.
Thank you very much, Rainer Voss, to be with us today.
Pleasure.